You know, remind me of my father.
Reminds you of your father?
Yeah, but I'm trying to find a different word for that. Probably peaceful or sometimes beautiful, or I could say love either way.
My name is David, and that's the Rocket Man. And he landed up there. He got eaten by the dinosaur.
The dinosaur ate him?
He ate the guy, but he didn't. But the time portal made him go down further into the house. He's so happy there.
So he's traveling through time.
Yes, he is.
So he goes to the dinosaur time and he gets eaten. And then
he
somehow gets to a house.
And then he gets to the house and then he goes all the way down to the bottom and sees the devil. And that's hell.
Why would he want to go there?
It's bloody, gooey, bloody mess. But I like heaven.
I love Easter because you get candy.
What about Halloween?
Yeah, I used to go trick-or-treating at my mom and dad's in Algonquin. My brother's, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. And he used to go trick-or-treating at our place. That's our old house we used to live in. He was adopted too, but I was adopted too. I missed you, brother. Are you watching this? Can you come back to me? Come on. Please, brother. His name is Lance, but his name is Charles. He's from NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Yeah, he's
band.
From NSYNC.
Band?
Yeah, from NSYNC. I know Lance because he was at my mom's house in Algonquin.
Why was he there?
He was trick-or-treating with me. If you ever watch this, Lance, can you come back to me, please?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I'm an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, here we go again. New week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me, mourning my loss. I'm dead. I think I'm having a stroke. I'm having a heavy rotation moment. Holy shit. Can we start over? And this is Distorted 3-7 Pickles. We do the whole show like that. Just every couple minutes, just start having like a, what do they call, grand mal seizures or something? At any rate, Tim Henson back here with you for Distorted View. I have got a great steak for you to ride on the tricycle and lick the wounds of piranhas. I want to marinate your face. Okay, enough. I do want to marinate your face. That wasn't heavy rotation. That's just a statement. It's a fact. I think about it a lot. Dousing your face in some delicious lemon garlic juice and eating you. All right, I don't know what the hell's wrong with me. Let's start this over. Listen, it's a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Got a great show for you. My name is Tim Henson, but my name is also Lance or Charles. Pick one, really. I got to say that. Oh, that was Madge Weinstein at the top of the show. She interviewed a bunch of retards drawing and painting at some sort of retard center, and she posted it up on YouTube many years ago. And I just love that quote. I've got a brother. His name is Charles, but his name is Lance. That's such an unsavory move. It's listing two things that cannot possibly be. And connecting it with butt. Like, you heard it. Like, there was a kid at the very beginning that was like, yeah, he got eaten by a dinosaur, but he went home. Like, how? No, that can't happen. Like, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. No, that's also not possible. Someone should do a study on why the Riris do that. All right, so thank you very much. Madge Weinstein, host and curator of YeastRadio.com. Check it out. Great podcast. Longtime podcast. Who's doing it before me, I think. All right. At the top of the show here, I would just like to say there are not enough Christian documentaries about scat. That seems like an obvious statement, but it's true. There aren't a lot of these things out there. I, however, have discovered one and would like to share it with you today. Now, obviously, this is not from the United States. This documentary is from abroad.
Warning.
The footage...
That's the broad right there, no.
...you are about to watch is of a sensitive nature. And although it may not be suitable for all viewers, it is for the glory of God.
Right. What's this man doing urinating in these two bowls?
I don't know, but that's weird.
What's he want to do with that blue bowl?
Wait a minute, he's nuts!
Yes, he did. He just dropped one in that bowl.
And I will obviously post this on blog.distortedview.com for you to check out, and Reddit and all those other websites
and then
that I somewhat update.
Scoops it with his finger?
No, don't do it.
Oh, yes. Man, he just put it in his mouth.
Oh, and even looks like he's enjoying it. Come on.
He's pouring the urine in with the feces. Why would anyone do that?
And then he's mixing it with his hands. Oh, incredible.
Is this really happening?
Oh, that's incredible.
This is, revolting.
He's mixed the shit with the urine, and I think he's going to drink it like a soup.
Do what I think he's going to do. I can't watch this.
He's going to drink it. He's going to drink it. I feel sick.
No, he gulped it down like a glass of water on a hot day. That's disgusting.
What could possibly make a man drink his own feces in
your... The devil! Homosexuals! The homosexual devil!
Rin.
I don't know, but let's watch.
Alright, this is a program called Standard for Life.
My name is Mukaila Ayodeji Malomo. I am a Nigerian, and I live in Germany. I am married to half German, half Hungarian. I live in Germany for 16 years.
Can you understand him? He lives in Germany. He's from Hungary.
I studied at London School of Journalism, and... Later, I went back to Germany to work with my colleagues and a very nice group of people. While I was in Germany, I ran into a problem on the 31st of December, 1st of January, 1993/94. So I was taken to prison. And while I was in prison, I woke up one middle of the night. A demon visited me, a very wicked demon, then was instructing me to get up from the bed, and that was around 1 o'clock in the middle of the night.
Okay, so a wicked demon instructed him to wake up.
He said that I should go to the toilet, make feces, like my defecate, my sperm and urine, mix it together.
What?
Then I will experience something. Then I got up, I was in four men's room, with other people. But those people, they are also Nigerians. They didn't wake up while I was doing all these things. So I mixed it up. So I mixed my urine, I mixed my sperm, and the feces.
Can you give me that recipe? Sounds delicious.
But unfortunately, the feces are so much that it filled the bowl. So I mixed it with my hand, and I swallow everything.
Audience
and
does not approve.
I swallowed, then there's a very this strange power that overcame me. I feel that I'm a small god, and this is not God. This is just a demonic power. It overcame me. I become very strong.
Cool.
Then I started.
All right. I want someone to try this window liquor. I want you to mix your shit, your piss, and your semen together, and see if you get any super strength. Wouldn't that be wouldn't that be crazy if that gave you like superpowers? Like you could fly.
I started banging. Then which means. I'm ready for war. Then in the morning, when the order came, I fought with them. I break bottle, as you can see my hand. Ever since then, I've been addicted to eating my feces and my urine and my sperm.
Yeah, he said he's addicted to eating his feces, urine, and sperm. Now, if you were in jail, why would they give you a bottle, like a glass bottle? Of course you're going to break it and use it as a weapon.
I mix it together and I drink it. Then I become very powerful. Nobody can arrest me.
Very powerful.
As if there's an extra power from another world entering my body. On many occasions, after my release, any time that I'm fighting in Germany, they have to cover the whole street. And I'm using only a bottle. I keep on stabbing without getting tired. Even though the Germans are getting tired of, if not that they love me, they could have find a solution to me. They say that
I don't know what the hell he's saying now.
So it means now, anytime you eat your feces, your urine, your sperm, you become so strong.
I become so strong. I get the power.
This reminds me of a song.
Your rectum is full of feces.
Sweet rectum.
And feces are loaded with bacteria. Why do you think it smells so bad? Because it's rotting. And so feces are loaded with bacteria. And then you have anal sex. Then you go there, though, to oral sex, and you're putting feces in your mouth.
I want to taste that proud rule.
We will.
Eat that poo-poo.
Eat that poo-poo!
I want to drink my ball!
Eat that poo-poo! Eat that poo-poo!
And well, I'll just poop on a plate and put some ketchup on it and make you eat it. And then, and I thought to myself, well, at least I'll, if I have to, he's going to make me eat that poop, then I'll just put 5 pounds of sugar on it and try to spice it up.
That last guy, he's talking about putting sugar on the poop or whatever, making a sandwich out of it. Doesn't he sound like an adult version of Butters from South Park? And that's something that would happen to Butters. You know, like Cartman would get him to eat his own shit or whatever. All right, so this documentary goes on for like 16 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing. This is kind of like a recap. I think this is like part two. Just watching the guy eat. Oh, Jesus Christ. Eat his shit.
Here he pours his urine into the same container with his feces.
Sure.
He mixes the urine and feces together with his hand. He then pours in the second container of urine into the mix.
Where's the sperm at? I want to see him jerking off in that bowl. That's the secret ingredient that gives him his powers!
As Mr. Malomo proceeds to drink the mixture of his own feces, sperm, and urine, the congregation watch in shock and horror. Remember, demons cause us to lose control and commit all kinds of shameful acts. Unable to stand the sight, this woman covers her face and even wants to leave.
Well, yeah, she's probably gagging. All right, we got to end this right here. I can't stand this music. You get the idea. Man eating his piss, shit, and semen. Gives him special powers, demonic powers. Again, if you want to check it out, go to blog.distortedview.com. It's just, you know, collection of stuff we've talked about on the show, stuff I find distorted view worthy, stuff from the Reddit, and some longer form pieces, you know, pictures, video, audio, news, little side project. All right, moving on. Last week I featured a crazy woman who was drunk watching the election. She was a Romney supporter. She saw things were not going her way, and she became unhinged. The video lasted like 24 minutes. She was ranting for almost a half an hour, and I said, Jesus Christ, Corey or Paul or someone, come up with a remix. And that's exactly what Paul from St. Paul did. Here is a phone call between the crazy Romney supporter and an angry black man.
Hello?
How do you like the fact that Obama won the fucking election?
Who's speaking?
Jesus Christ, I can explain this shit. I've written this shit out in blog posts.
Oh, here we go with that shit again.
You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address.
All you gotta do is give me an address, motherfucker. What the fuck you talking about?
I'll be happy to fucking greet you at my door.
Put your clip in your gap and you come get some. You want an address, motherfucker? Give me one.
Come on over. I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it.
You meet me somewhere. Give me an address and I'm gonna put a bullet in your bitch head.
You want to see me become a bitch? No, you don't. Nobody does.
Hey, well, you know what? We can do this. Give me a fucking address. I'll write next to my pieces with a bag full of bullets and some clips.
Fuck you!
Now, how the what fuck you want to do this shit?
You ignorant fuck. Kiss my ass!
You're talking shit on the phone. Let me somewhere.
You're dumb as shit.
I'm afraid that
you not get.
Bitch ass, nigga. You keep calling my queen with that bullshit.
I am totally fucking unhinged right now. Come on over.
Meet me somewhere. I got your hole right here, dick sucker.
You fucking shit, asshole.
Ass, bitch ass, nigga.
Now
meet
get
me
the fuck out of the way.
You calling my queen with that bullshit? Meet me somewhere.
Go to hell.
Give me the fucking address, bitch. Give me the fucking address.
Find it yourself and show up unannounced.
I don't even know you, but I'll smoke your ass.
Who gives a shit?
I'm the police force, bitch. I don't give a fuck what I do to you.
Come on over. I'll be happy to find you in my bedroom in the middle of the night, you asshole.
Give me 2 minutes. Let me put this clip in this motherfucker.
I bet you wouldn't, you little pussy.
No, let's do this shit. Just you calling my motherfucker.
Really don't give a shit.
Oh, some old bullshit.
God, all fucking my.
Give me a fucking address, hoe.
Kiss my ass, you fucking bastards. You think you voted for something? You didn't vote for shit.
What's your fucking name, bitch?
My real name is Shelley L. Dankert.
I got your fucking name, hoe. What's your fucking address?
You're dumber than shit.
Shit, fucking ass. Talking out the side of your neck.
Wah, wah, wah. Shut the fuck up, man.
You think I'm gonna hang up? Now you got my dick hard.
You worthless bastard.
With this clip, baby.
Oh, wow, you're really effective, aren't you?
Let's do this shit.
You are of no use. to anybody.
I can't wait to smoke this motherfucking barrel.
Oh, it's getting close now.
My cigar heat up and melt, popping your motherfucking
ass.
I
don't give a shit.
I'll see your bitch ass soon.
Fuck off.
There you go. I hear wedding bells. I have a feeling if we got those two together, there's a lot of chemistry. They wouldn't be able to keep their hands off each other. Or it would end in bloodshed relatively quickly. Probably. That's probably how it would go. All right, with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, it is Veterans Day. I forgot to mention that at the top of the show because I was having a stroke or whatever. It's very important to remember that I am doing a show on Veterans Day just to show you my commitment and all that bullshit. So why not reward me on how great of a job I'm doing and how committed I am to this stupid podcast by signing up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site, full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, dolphins, ladyfinger sprinkled with cinnamon, and anchovy trees. Sorry, I'm having another stroke, I think. Superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget, you know, exclusive programs, extended shows, full access, all that bullshit. Superfreaksideshow.com, support the program. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know Elmo is actually voiced by a big black man? My mom told me that. I think she was horrified. Did you know Elmo's a big black man? And I said, I don't really fucking care. But apparently, because, you know, my nieces were growing up at that point watching Elmo. And I don't know if my mom was concerned about that or whatever. He's also a big fat homosexual. Did you know that? Who might or may not be having a relationship with a 15-year-old boy. What? Yes, first story we have for you today. The voice of Sesame Street's Elmo denies he had gay sex with a minor. The man who voices Sesame Street's popular character Elmo. That was my impression of Elmo. Not good at all, is it? Is denying he had gay sex with a minor. I wonder, like, if I was going to have sex with this guy, I would want him to use the Elmo voice. Tickle me! All right, tickle my insides! All right, the man who voices Sesame Street's popular character Elmo is denying he had gay sex with a minor as Sesame Street honchos try to assure fans that the high-pitched puppet is bigger than one man. Mm-hmm. Kevin Clash has taken a leave of absence from Sesame Street Workshop to defend himself from allegations he had a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old boy. The accuser, now 23, says he and Clash engaged in sex acts when he was 16 and Clash was 45. Like, way to go. Although, I don't know if that would work on me. Like, if someone came up to me and said, hey, you know, like a 45-year-old man, hey, I want to have sex with you. I'm the voice of Elmo. Are you impressed? Not really. Clash admitted to TMZ he and the individual had sex, but only after he was above the age of consent. I had a relationship with the accuser, Clash said. It was between two consenting adults, and I'm deeply saddened that he's trying to make it into something it is not. The popular children's show acknowledged the relationship. Oh, really? Sesame Street issued a press release and their involvement in the investigation. Quote, in June of this year, Sesame Workshop received a communication from a young man who alleged that he had a relationship with Kevin Clash beginning when he was 16 years old. This was a personal relationship unrelated to the workplace. We took the allegation very seriously and took immediate action. The accuser is being represented by Andrazi and Associates, a firm that represented one of Jerry Sandusky's rape victims. Ooh. Elmo is bigger than any one person and will continue to be an integral part of Sesame Street to engage, educate, and inspire children around the world. Still, Clash is not just a behind-the-scenes voice. In 2011, he starred in the documentary Being Elmo, which got rave reviews and won the special jury award at the Sundance Film Festival. When I was 9 years old, it was just a dream that I had. Wow, I wish that I could work with the Muppets. Now, I'm so popular working with the Muppets, I can fuck teenage boys. I've really parlayed that into something special. All right, so there you go. So if you're wondering what, you know, if Elmo sounds a little different on some upcoming episodes, it's probably because it's, you know, different dude doing the voice altogether. Mommy, why does Elmo sound different? because the original Elmo's behind bars for fucking a child. All right, second story we have for you today. I don't have a lot of respect for Jenny McCarthy. I never did. But what little respect I did have for her, I guess I lost when she started going on and on about how, you know, her son is autistic because of, like, vaccines and she cured him of it or something. Like, this is craziness. Jenny McCarthy once tried to have sex with a tree. That's the news headline, and quite frankly, I have a little more respect for her now. The 40-year-old model who has previously dated Jim Carrey. Oops. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I lost that. I lost a little respect again. Once took too much of the party drug ecstasy and found herself pressing up against a tree trying to have intercourse with it after becoming unsteady on her feet. Because usually when I'm wobbling, I'm about to fall down. That's the first thing I think of. Ah! I'm going to fall! Quick, someone stick their dick in me just to prop me up. All right, she said, I found myself holding onto a tree to brace myself. The texture felt so good. Really? Really, a tree. Bark, hard bark, whatever. The texture felt so good that I decided to rub my head and boobs all over it. It was a tree I was humping. However, it was not the only trouble Jenny had while taking the drug. She must have a new book or something she's trying to push. Her friend suggested going to get help once they freaked out about how much they had taken until the former Playboy Playmate of the Year realized they were all naked, and best not. She said, I noticed that we weren't wearing any clothes. Really, all of you were naked? This story's bullshit. So I responded, let's not. We're naked. Let's just try to sneak back to the beach and get our clothes. Jenny also revealed she once had direct contact with God, but what she heard did not please her. Writing in her book, there you go, Bad Habits, Confessions of a Recovering Catholic, she says, I heard a chanting voice breathing down my neck. It kept saying, bimbos in limbo. This must have been an act of God to punish me. Finally, God does something that I understand. You know, I don't understand why God would send a hurricane and kill hundreds of people or whatever. All of the tragedy and sadness we have in the world, but I can totally understand why God would call Jenny McCarthy a bimbo in limbo. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Silicon Valley. I think I'm having another stroke. I almost started slurring. Holy Christ. Cracker pigment. Oh my God, it's happening again. Cracker pigment. All right, an alleged fairy costume woman arrested in Marin Halloween heist. That's the headline. The alleged fairy in the three-woman team charged with the Halloween heist of a suspected Novato marijuana dealer was arrested Friday as she walked down a Petaluma Street. These are hard words for me today. Molly Ann Bloomberg, accused of wearing a fairy costume. She's the marijuana fairy. She's like the tooth fairy, except she's high and she just wants weed, man. What does she leave? All right, so she takes marijuana. She obviously doesn't leave money. I think she leaves, like Cheetos dust, like, from her fingers. What's this under your pillow? It looks like Doritos cheese. Again, where's my marijuana? All right, where are we at? Molly Ann Bloomberg accused of wearing a fairy costume during the October 31st armed robbery and attack on the victim, identified by police as 46-year-old David Murray Randolph, was taken into custody shortly before 2 p.m. in the 1100 block of Liberty Road. She was booked at Sonoma County Jail for suspected armed robbery, ting, assault with a deadly weapon, ting, ting, battery with serious bodily injury and burglary. She was being held on $275,000 bail. You know how much weed you could get with that? The 21-year-old Bloomberg was the last of the trio to remain at large. Really? The woman in the giant fairy costume was the one that eluded cops? Teresa Leanne Golog, or something, 20, a former Coast Guard officer, was nabbed in Sonoma County on the day of the robbery. Her mom, Karen Ann Blake, 39, was taken into custody on November 1st at a homeless encampment. What? What's going on here? After they were booked, they were held in Marin County Jail on $100,000 bail pending arraignment. Police said at 2 a.m. on Halloween, a woman in a fairy costume was led into the victim's home, okay, after asking to use the phone. The others followed her. After one of them pulled a handgun, Rudolph fought with them over the weapon. When it was dropped, they attacked him with a metal lamp, a coffee mug, and alcohol bottles. Bleeding, he ran outside. This is not a good fairy. Like, the tooth fairy would never do this. I need teeth! Right? Bleeding, he ran outside and yelled for help while the woman ran away, making off with a laptop computer. Randolph suffered a cut scalp that required stitches. The house where the crime occurred had been raided by the Marin County Major Crimes Task in April. Officers said they seized more than 500 marijuana plants, 2 pounds of processed pot, and indoor growing equipment. Randolph is awaiting trial on charges of marijuana cultivation and possession for sale. Oh, so I guess the fairy didn't even take any of the marijuana. She just, stole, like, his laptop and stuff. And then when the police came to investigate, they found all the marijuana in the victim's house. Wow. That's kind of sad. There you go. That, my friends, is your... I like the idea of a marijuana fairy better. You know what I mean? There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. This is a very, very long scoop neck crunchy AIDS quilt. I'm sorry, I'm having another stroke. All right, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I'm calling because a couple of days you were talking about somebody sending you a picture of their ballot from the last election. Mm-hmm. That was me, Tim. I don't believe that I wasted my vote, and I'm not voting this time, so I'm not wasting a vote either.
I learned that it is illegal to do that, I think. I don't think you're allowed to, like, take a picture of your ballot.
But
so you are, now that you told me this, I can arrest you.
You know, you won't.
Citizen's arrest.
You won't trample on my rights.
I don't give a fuck what you do. As long as you fork over that $6.99 a month or whatever for the sideshow.
Somebody much better than
you get immunity.
Than the two fucking boobs that we had before.
Yeah.
I want to make a prediction.
Okay.
Today is Sunday, November 4th. I think Tuesday, Goldman Sachs will win the election.
Oh, I see what you did there. God. Oh. What is this? What happened? Is that like a... Oh, that's a shit is what that is. Say that again. Yeah. Explosive. Shot right out of the asshole. All right. What, do we have another one here?
Could you please stop calling me every fucking day? Thank you.
Obviously, this is an idiot listener who's trying to get me to call him. Thank you. That's my favorite part of his phone call. All right. I tried to call him, by the way, and he's a Skype. He's on Skype calling, so I can't call him. He lets me know. The program lets me know that this person's actually on Skype. So whatever.
Hello, Tim. This is Harry Buttcrack. Just calling to talk about hypospadia.
What?
You mentioned it the other day.
I mentioned it.
What happens is some people have their hole at the base of the head. Some people halfway down the shaft, and some people all the way down at the bottom of the shaft.
Really? There's so people have pee holes at the bottom of the shaft? It's like an alien creature from Star Trek or Star Wars or something.
I actually have it at the base of the head, and people who have it lower have a...
Oh, send in a picture, please, of yourself pissing. I want to know how you do it.
A hard time getting pregnant, and frankly, have a hard time taking a good piss. It doesn't cause too much of a problem, except it does have one added benefit. If it's at the base of the head like mine is, makes my head bigger and makes the girls happier.
Really?
Anyway.
Why does it make the head bigger?
Thought I'd let you know. Have a good day.
I need to see some pictures of this. Yes, caller, you're on. Look alive. This is a minute 49 seconds. I bet you someone accidentally dialed me. I love people that put me in their favorites or whatever. Their contacts. Yeah, this is nothing. It's over a minute and... Oh, what was that? I love dissecting these calls. Yeah, he obviously doesn't know that he called me. Okay, let's move on.
Oh, my God, Tim, I have to tell you about these guys at my work. They're all niggers.
I love that. I love that he laughs at himself.
They're all niggers.
so pleased with himself.
Ted is the king of what was heaven. Ted is...
I need new listeners.
The king of what
I'm going to start over. I'm going to start a podcast and not tell anyone.
Heaven. Ted is the king of what was heaven.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Spiral Ham Fucker. Spiral Ham Fucker.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
And my origins are unknown.
Spiral Ham Fucker.
What's the theme song? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it our guy?
I've been addicted to hitting my feces and my urine and my spam.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah.